Thousands escaping from Lebanon. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The current crisis enveloping the Middle East has resulted in the evacuation of thousands of bedraggled and bewildered citizens from America and European and Arab nations. Many of the evacuees flew from Lebanon, which is under continued Israeli bombardment, into nearby Cyprus. Britain has dispatched an aircraft carrier and another warship to take its citizens to safer shores if it is deemed necessary. Other countries have commandeered military transport planes to airlift their stranded compatriots to safety. US military helicopters have already relocated 21 non-essential diplomatic staff from its fortified embassy in a Beirut suburb and are on standby to come to the aid of thousands of Americans residing in Lebanon. Many of those fleeing have been less fortunate and have had to make the overland trek to neighboring Syria, especially since Israel has blockaded Lebanon's ports. The tit-for-tat attacks by Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah guerrillas are escalating events into a major crisis. Such is the gravity of the situation that it has dominated the agenda of G8 leaders meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia. The opinions of the attending leaders are markedly divided. US President George W. Bush and the UK Prime Minister Tony Blair were united in blaming Iran and Syria for the violence. Mr. Bush said Israel had every right to defend itself from missile attacks originating inside Lebanon. However, France, Italy, and Russia have urged a ceasefire and called upon Israel to use moderation in its military reprisals. The European Union has called Israel's use of force disproportionate and condemned the killing of 114 Lebanese civilians. 8 Israelis were killed on Sunday and at least 20 injured when Hezbollah rockets struck the northern city of Haifa.